here's a story from The World.
Right in the center of Paris, there is a migrant camp for young boys. This morning, it was cleared out by the police. This comes after a weeks-long campaign by NGOs calling on the French government to provide housing for the kids who had been living in tents. The boys all claim to be under the age of 18 and have been moved to temporary housing in a nearby gymnasium. As Rebecca Rossman reports, their future remains uncertain.
It took only 2 hours to dismantle the camp just steps away from the Place de la République in central Paris. But before that, some 100 boys spent 6 weeks living in the makeshift shelter set up by a small group of NGOs. Most of them are undocumented migrants from West Africa. Gondika Bakari is one of them. He tells me he's 16, going on 17. Before arriving at the camp, Bakari spent 8 months living in the streets, even during the coronavirus lockdown in March. He says the camp was an improvement and his new temporary shelter at a nearby gym is even better. But there's still a higher risk of contracting the virus in cramped quarters. He says when he talks to his mom on the phone, he lies and says he's living with a family.
Every time I call her, she asks me how I'm doing, and I say I'm fine. But I can't tell her the truth, that I'm sleeping outside, that it's noisy. I just can't tell her that.
Bakari, who is originally from Mali, says what he really wants is to be allowed to go to school. But until the state agrees that he's a minor, he'll have to keep living in this sort of limbo. He has to prove he's under 18, but the French government often can't verify documents from abroad. And there's another wrinkle. If the youth turn 18 during their waiting time, they are then treated as adults.
I don't understand such a situation.
Corinne Tour is the head of mission at the Paris chapter of Doctors Without Borders.
Clearly, the country of the human rights, we are not respecting this, clearly. That's the point.
Doctors Without Borders is one of the 5 NGOs negotiating with the French government to find a permanent shelter for the boys. All the boys involved have had their initial request to be treated as minors rejected by the state. Tor says many of these judgments are based entirely on a 30-minute interview. So the boys are appealing their cases.
They are waiting for a judgment to confirm if they are minors or not. So during that time, they should be protected, which is not the case.
Instead, the government has put the responsibility on the NGOs, who say they don't have the means to provide the necessary care. Tor estimates there are around 20,000 unaccompanied minors living on the streets in France. They're invisible, she says.
It's why we decided to put them in the tents to be visible.
Even with the new temporary housing, the boys are still waiting for a permanent solution. The NGOs are asking for a state-funded permanent shelter just for minors as they go through the appeals process. Catherine Delano Daoud is a lawyer specializing in children's rights. She reckons the majority of the appeals will be successful.
In the end, more than half of the children who have gone through this process in front of the judge for children will be recognized as underage.
But in the interim, by international law, France has an obligation to protect the migrants. Just like presumption of innocence, they have the right to be presumed as children, she says.
And that is where, for the time being, France does not comply with its obligations and the international standards and conventions it has signed.
The main one being the International Convention on the Rights of the Child, signed by 140 countries. The French government didn't respond to requests for an interview for this story. At a recent demonstration in front of the Palais Royal near the Louvre in Paris, activists gather to call for a solution. Gondika Bakari is here with friends. They're dancing in the heat, holding up signs, and grooving to a favorite protest song by a famous Cote d'Ivoirian singer. Bakari says he's feeling good today, but his mom still doesn't know about his living situation. The next time she calls, he plans to tell her he's safe. This time, he hopes it will be the truth. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.